Are y'all ready? Are you ready? Well, or do I need to get the praise team up again and the choir and warm you up some more? I ain't gonna preach no dead folks this morning. Hallelujah. I said, I'm not gonna preach to nothing dead. If you're dead, I'm gonna preach you alive. This word is alive. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, where's the children and is your children workers here? Some of y'all here, huh? Okay. Will y'all give me 15 minutes? Then I take another 35. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Open your Bibles. It's a flow. It ain't gonna stop. A continual flow. Open your Bible to 2 Peter. Not 1 Peter, 2 Peter. 1 and 3. Glory be. 2 Peter. 1 and 3. Hallelujah. We've been singing this all the morning. Now I'm going to preach about it. Ooh. Holy Ghost help is in the house. Have you found it? 2 Peter 1 and 3. I'm going to read this from both. Let me read it. Get there. From the King James. Some people call it King Jimmy. But it reads as following. Glory to God. According as his divine power, according as his divine power. Whose power? Has given unto us all things. I want you to say that together with me. All things.
All things.
How many things?
All things.
Say it again.
All things.
That pertaineth unto failure and destruction and misery and sorrow. Oh. Pertaineth unto what? And godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Flip right over to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Ephesians 1 and 17. Peter said, according as his divine power has given unto us what? All things, right? Now, Paul is praying this prayer for you, me, and for the church, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father glory. Who is he the Father?
Glory.
May give unto you, say me, us. May give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now, Paul prayed that the Spirit of God would give you this wisdom of spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of him. And he said, according to his divine power, has given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge. He prayed for you to have the knowledge. And he said, you're going to get this godliness, this thing that had been given to you, is going to come through the knowledge of him. Amen?
Amen.
That has called us. Now listen to the Passion Translation. Everything we could ever need in life. I'm going to read that again. Everything that we could ever need in life. What are you looking for? What did God give you? Talk to me. What did he give you? He had given us what? Life. Right? Everything we could ever need for life. And complete devotion to God has already been deposited in us. You don't have to go around looking over here, over there, run to that church, run into that meeting. It's right there. Now you may go as the Lord leads you, but you don't have, that was some people looking somebody to pray for them, looking somebody to give them a word. But everything you need. Not something, he said, everything that you need for life. For life. I like the way he said it. Say, I got life, but I need some things for life. And not only for life, but and what I need to get my flesh under control. And my mind renewed and all old habits put aside so I can be devoted to God.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem being at church when I say I'm going to be here. Everybody knows the Sunday school at 9:15. Everybody know that regular worship starts at 10 o'clock. Everybody knows that when Wednesday night Bible class at 7 o'clock. Everything I need for life and complete devotion to God has already been given. Has already been deposited in me. It's in you. For deposit in us. How? By his divine power. How? By his divine power. For he scribbled it up on us just a little dab. Oh. He what? For all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing him who has called us by his by name and invited us to come to him through glorious manifestation of his goodness.